and welcome to another edition of Awaken Your Inner Power, Mastering Your Thoughts, Emotions, and State of Being through the practice of being comfortable in the stillness and the power that lies within each of us. I'm your host, Nancy Gentle Boudry, your guide to inner wisdom. My private practice is called Awaken with Light, located in Westchester, Pennsylvania, but touching lives across the globe remotely. You can learn more about me and the services I provide by visiting awakenwithlight.com. If you'd like to receive free helpful tools and techniques to assist you in claiming that inner peace and that inner power, visit my website and click the banner ad, Get Peace Now, and begin receiving helpful information to support your journey. And for those of you who wish one-on-one consultation, I'm offering a free 30-minute consultation to map out a plan customized for you and your specific needs. So don't delay. Email me today at nancy@awakenwithlight.com. Today's show is titled, Claim a Balanced Perspective on Power. What do you think of when you think of the word power? Living an expansive awareness or mindfully living, you tend to explore your programming, your belief, and that's what we do here every week, helping you really master your thoughts, really master your life. So what is your belief surrounding with the word power? How about personal power or inner power? Today, I want you to look objectively, no judgment, no right, wrong, good, or bad. Your association with this word, power. Our power center is located in the abdomen or the belly region of our bodies. It's our core, structurally. And a lot of the exercises we do stem from this region. We draw our strength when we swim, run, lift weights, do yoga, Pilates, come from this region. Strength at our core. But it is also representative in the Eastern philosophy, the third chakra, our solar plexus chakra. This is the region that represents your personal power, your free will, your independence. And when in balance, you assert yourself when necessary and are passive when appropriate for you. And only you, not what others think. You and only you. You feel effective, safe, and secure when this power center, our solar plexus, is in balance because it's rooted in a greater awareness of harmony. And this is the power I'm encouraging you to own today. Spending that time in stillness and expanding your awareness, your association with self, understanding yourself. Many of us have dysfunctional association with this word. And I say many of us because I too struggle with power issues. We think of dictators or overbearing demonstrative characteristics, don't we, sometimes? But if we live in awareness, we recognize that this is not true power. This is someone or a situation with a definitely an unbalanced power center. They are reflecting how they feel inwardly about their own personal power, characteristics like insecurity. Feed this imbalance, making it like a wildfire burning fiercely out of control. I'm sure you can think of a few people who misuse power and recognize the traits of fear of safety, fear of powerlessness, fear of lack of control and security. These are just to name a few, feed their imbalanced use of power. Are you one of those people? Or maybe not in a big way, like Hitler. But do you struggle with some of your own issues in this department? of power? Are you the recipient of the misuse of power? You don't claim your power as you feel it might be a bad thing? Or maybe you're a little bit of both. Healthy balance of inner power projects a healthy balance of outer power that influences those around you for the better. I loved my quote that I listed when I listed the descriptive on Blog Talk Radio, my description of today's show. What we achieve inwardly will change our outer reality. Plotriarch is the person I took this quote from. What we achieve inwardly will change our outer reality. Whoa, big stuff. So power is not a bad thing. Balance is the key. Balance. Cultivating a healthy power center, you recognize when your world is chaotic, that space of imbalance. Cultivating a healthy power, you recognize what's going on and you retreat from your outer experience and work directly on owning your own energy, your own power, to bring it back into balance and help others to return to balance in their lives, because we know we're a ripple effect, correct? We're a vibrational being generating a ripple effect on all. And since you're not projecting an imbalanced power, you don't attract power conflicts to you. And this can equate to setting healthy boundaries for yourself. When you say yes, mean it. When you say no, honor yourself. Make those discerning choices to honor oneself. It can also mean standing in your defined truth and integrity, knowing when you are truly threatened to stand in your power, but also know if your ego is engaged for the sole purpose of just being right. You really don't have a direct bearing on the outcome. You just want to be right. Is this a healthy use of your power? And how about releasing the resentment of having to do things or the shoulds in life? Giving your power over to something. If you can't do it from a loving, desirable space, why are you doing it? And how can you better do it on your terms? Can you change the wording from something that I have to do? You know, that feeling of control or powerlessness, can you change it to not be a have to do? All things to explore here when we're exploring our inner power. And lastly, another thing I want you to chew on. Learn to be discerning for you. Healthy choices that feel right for you. Honoring you by honoring your own personal power, your inner power, so the world can reflect this balance. By underusing your power, you enable the overusers of power. That person not having a clear understanding how to honor others because you're not allowing them that opportunity. By overusing your power, you enable those not to learn to stand in their power, and you feed the illusion of fear in your own life. Do you see how power, how each of us needs to cultivate a healthy relationship with power to make the world a better use of power? The healthy relationship with the word power and our use of power and our understanding of our own inner power. Big stuff. So let's meditate together to cultivate a healthy perspective of power by beginning with cultivating a healthy, vibrant power center. right in the center of our bellies. All right, so let's get comfortable. I'm going to turn on some nice music. I want you to just gently rest the eyes closed. Notice the breath flowing in and flowing out. Feel that breath flowing in. Can you breathe and really connect to the belly area? Feel the breath. Instead of just moving the shoulders up and down and the lungs, can you really breathe in from your belly? And breathe out from the belly. Belly breath is good, deep, not shallow. Cultivate those muscles in the belly with your breath. Don't overthink, folks. Just allow. Direct the breath with your mind. You are the master of this vessel, your thoughts, and your feelings. Anytime we drop into the sacred center space within, fill your space wherever you are, your cubicle at work, your car if you pulled off the side of the road to listen, your home. Fill it with light, your source. When we connect and we drop into center, you connect with the expansiveness of all that is. As Deepak calls it, the field of infinite potentiality. Each flow of breath, feel that expansiveness as you rise to connect with the collective consciousness of all that is, your source. Invite that light to illuminate your vessel. Bring it in with the flow of your breath and exhale all the tensions, all the muck, and inhale a little bit more. Encourage rejuvenation and recharging of the cells in your body as you breathe in the light. The intention of filling the body with a deep sense of peace in this moment in time. Remember, you're the master. You're not a victim here. And if thoughts continue to creep in and try to sabotage your focus on breath and this exercise, gently tell the mind, I'm not going to think about that right now. I'm in the here and the now and what's occurring right this second in time. You can put that thought in a red balloon, send it flying away, whatever it takes. But disattach from those thoughts that just flow by. When we teach ourselves to do this in the stillness within, we can begin to disattach in the outer world when things want to just stick right on us. So practice it now, like building a muscle. You're mastering your thoughts, emotions, and state of being right here, right now. Encourage the body to decompress, relax, and melt into the support of your chair. Still encourage that belly breath. Deep breath from the belly, cultivating a healthy power center. I want you to imagine now, bring your attention to your belly region. Feel the breath expand out there. And contract, expand and contract from the belly. Imagine firing up this beautiful sun, brilliant sun right in the center of your belly. It's radiant, powerful sun. Imagine each breath, it gets vibrant, more alive and radiant. Your focus is on that. Those thoughts, keep them at bay. You're living in the here and the now. In this moment in time, we are cultivating a healthy, balanced power center. Awareness and imagine and holding this beautiful sun. Take a moment. Can you think of a time you gave your power to someone or something in your life, a life experience? Can you envision that situation instead with a balanced outcome? Can you take your power back and release the victim mentality? Imagine a better outcome. Imagine a healthier relationship with that person. Remember, the ego holds negative energy like beratement, judgment. Choose the higher self when in here. Love and compassion for yourself. If those thoughts come in and beat you up, I'm not going to hold that. I choose a far better feeling. A far better thought. Cancel, clear, delete that one. I'm engaging my higher self. My true essence. It's all love, unconditionally, and compassionate. Choosing to be empowered and not a victim to what you're creating or reliving. You're imagining this as a better outcome. Quietly affirm, I release you or that experience from being responsible for my life and my life choices. Feel yourself taking your power back. I release you from being responsible for my life and my choices. Commandingly, not demandingly. You're commanding a healthy power center. Commandingly, feel yourself taking your power back. You can imagine cutting cords around your power center. If you feel compelled, I call in Archangel Michael with his assistance of his mighty light sword. Cut those cords. They're energy suckers. Feel yourself becoming lighter at the power center and you're rising to see from a higher perspective. You're lighter. Your sun is bright. And you're buoyant. Seeing harmony for all. How do you feel? Explore your inner world. You're getting awareness of self. How do you feel mentally, emotionally, and physically in this moment in time? Explore each one of these concepts mentally. Where's your mind at? Steer it back if it's astray. Cultivating your sun emotionally, how do you feel? This holds great wisdom. Awareness is power, power to evolve. Where are you? You are the master of every emotion you feel, and you have the power to change it, to raise it to a higher set point. If it's not where you want it to be, awareness is power. You can change it. Key is knowing where it is, how you feel, what you're thinking. And lastly, how does your body feel? Cultivating this warm sunlight, drawing in that light that makes the sun vibrantly radiant. Can you settle and open up and receive just a little bit more and feel yourself relaxing into it? Awareness is power. You're cultivating how you feel physically in this moment in time. Claiming this healthy power center, choosing to stand healthy in your power, cultivating the ability to be assertive when needed and passive when needed. This is where your free will is, right here. Before you leave your sacred space, choose to greet the room with a fresh perspective, to stand in your authenticity with a healthy, balanced core, a healthy, balanced inner power, a healthy, balanced solar plexus chakra. When you are ready, greet the room, your surroundings, wherever you may be, with a fresh lens, a fresh perspective, and a healthy balance. remember you're the master of your thoughts, emotions, and experiences. And do it from a healthy power center. If you need assistance on anything that I brought up for you, please reach out. Nancy@awakenwithlight.com. Stay tuned, too. I am also starting a new radio show on voiceamerica.com. It will be called Gentle Power Radio, Living in a State of Grace. If you'd like to hear about the wonderful guest I'll be having on that show, it is an hour long. It'll be open for Q&A to the public, question and answers. Visit my website and click on the banner ad, Get Peace Now, or you can visit Awaken, GentlePowerRadio.com. So look forward to hearing more about that. That's February 17th, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 Pacific. I thank you for joining me today. Look forward to seeing you next Friday at noon here, Eastern Standard Time. And as we always do, the spirit in me bows to the spirit in you with a namaste. Namaste.